The Torah in this week's parasha talks about Bechiras Yosef. One of the interesting things that the Torah mentions in the story of Bechiras Yosef is it tells us exactly what the merchants who sold Yosef were carrying on their camels. Pasuk says the Gemalehem Nosim Nechos Utzri Volot Holchem Lahorid Mitzrayim. They were carrying Nechos Utzri Volot. Rashi explains these are sweet-smelling spices. And Rashi points out that it was a little unusual because Yishmaelim in caravans of this nature would normally be carrying foul-smelling spices with them. They carried gas and other spices that were not so fragrant. And yet in this particular context, these Yishmaelim who bought Yosef were carrying sweet-smelling spices. Why? So Rashi says, Lahodia matan schar shel tzadikim, who teach us the schar of tzadikim of Yosef, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed with him that he shouldn't have to suffer from the bad smell. He should have a good smell as he goes down to Mitzrayim. It seems puzzling. What kind of consolation is this? Yosef is being sold into slavery and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the fragrance. It should be a good fragrance on the caravan. Would Yosef even notice such a thing? He was so distraught from his circumstances, why would he notice the smell on the caravan? Perhaps the answer is that the Torah wants to teach us that we have to be thankful even for the small things in life. Even when we face difficulties, we should look for the positive and be thankful for that. Yes, the situation may have looked bleak for Yosef, but Hashem made it just a little bit better. He softened the blow, so to speak. And apparently he wanted Yosef to see that, to realize that, to notice it, to appreciate the chesed Hashem that he experienced even amidst his terrible challenge. How much more so should we appreciate small things when life is going well? We all know the famous question of the Beis Yosef, why is it that we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah if really the miracle of the Pach Shemen was only for 7 days? They had enough Shemen Tohar to last for 1 day, so the first night was not a nace, it wasn't a miracle. So why do we light for 8 days? We should light only for 7 because the nace of the Pach Shemen was only for 7 days. There are many answers given to this question. But some want to suggest that maybe on the first night of Hanukkah we don't light for the nace of the Pach Shemen, but rather we're lighting for the fact that oil burns it all. The Gemara says in Tainis on Daf Chof Hei that one time Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's daughter was very sad on Leil Shabbos, and Rabbi Chanina asked her, what's the problem? So she told him, I mixed up my jugs of vinegar with my jugs of oil, and I lit vinegar for Ner Shabbos. I'm so upset because I know it's not going to burn. To which Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa famously said, Misha'amar l'shemen v'yidlo, yomar l'chometz v'yidlo. The one who said the oil to burn will tell the vinegar to burn as well. If you think about it for a moment, the very fact that oil burns is a miracle. Why does oil burn? Because the molecules combine and they release energy through heat and light. That's not a miracle. But we think of it as like a natural event. But that's a miracle. That's incredible that happens. We tend not to appreciate natural occurrences. We only appreciate the supernatural. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa understood that the very fact that oil burns is a miracle. To him, vinegar burning is no greater a miracle than oil burning. So for him, the vinegar burned as well. The Gemara says in Shabbos that after the Nes of the Pach Shemen, Lashona Acheres Kovim V'Asom Yamim Tovim V'Halel V'Hodo'o, that Yimei Chanukah were established as Yamim of Halel V'Hodo'o, praise and thanks. Chanukah is a time to be thankful for the small things in life, for everything we have, not just the special brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, not just the big things, but the small things as well. Everyday things that don't seem so special. Because if we think about it, the truth is everything in life is a gift. Everything is so special. We say at the end of Modim, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu V'Al Niflosecha V'Tavosecha Shebechol Eis. Shebechol Eis Erev V'Avoke V'Tzara. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisecha, for Niflosecha, for the Nisim V'Niflos, for the miracles and the wonders of life, and for Tovosecha, Shebechol Eis, Erev V'Avoke V'Tzara. We don't experience supernatural miracles every day, morning, afternoon, and evening. We don't experience nisim v'nifloos every day, but we do experience tovos. We experience hatova every moment of the day. Al kol neshima u'neshima, every breath we take. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much. And part of modim is to be thankful for that hatova as well. For the everyday hatova. The hatova that doesn't seem so special. The hatova that doesn't seem to be extraordinary. But it is extraordinary. It's something really special. We're coming to the end of a long zman. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's been a very productive zman. And we have to be thankful for everything that we've been given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us each other. He's given us the opportunity to shine, to grow, and to accomplish amidst COVID. What an incredible zman it's been. I don't remember a zman where the Talmidim was so involved in learning. The Kulkula Daraisa was mamish, unbelievable. Despite all the difficulties they were going through. I mean, it's always something special, but you sensed. The Talmidim told me that they sensed it. I sensed it also. There was an energy here in the Heights Lounge that was something extra special. We have to appreciate that. That's a gift. It's a gift that we were given the kochos to be able to do that, despite all the challenges, all the COVID challenges, talking with a mask, giving shiur in such a large area where you can barely see anyone. It's challenging. It's hard. But we rose to the challenge. And it takes kochos. It takes superhuman kochos to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us those kochos. Chanukah is a time to appreciate that hatava. I think Chanukah is also a good time to recognize the people in our lives who provide for us, especially our parents. Our parents are there for us in so many different ways. I think Chanukah is an opportunity to thank them. Many of us are going to be going home for a long Chanukah Shabbos, a Chanukah weekend. Take the time to thank your parents, to spend time with them. Express your appreciation for everything that they do for you. I think that's a very important part of Chanukah, to thank the individuals who are helping us as well. Not just to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, but to thank those individuals who are so much a part of our lives and give us so much. Chanukah is a time for Hallel v'Hodah. It's a time for praise and for thanks. It's a time to appreciate all the gifts that we have. Thank those who have given us those gifts. Shabbos.